Well, it's the same thing, I guess, with the land speeders. The land speeder is not quite as crucial, and it's getting eliminated down there. And I think if we could figure a way, I mean, I know if I do it in a rocky terrain, and not in the other thing, in the sort of terrain where we were going to shoot that sequence, which was on the way to Nephthys, because it was a sort of semi-rocky desert with brush and whatnot, things you can see. If we use that as a guide, then shooting side plates is easy, because we can just shoot off a car. We just get on the road and shoot straight off the car in both directions, or one direction is self-impulsive. If we get that way, we will, you know, drive one day and turn around and come back and shoot the other. It's the same thing on both sides. You never know. Who's to know what the landscape's like? Kind of thing. But
the only problem with using a car is the effect that the plate has. The plate won't be steady.
Well, yeah, but they shouldn't be steady. The car wouldn't look real. I mean, the speeder is
not. I don't mean rock
the,
steady. It's not going to be rock steady if we're done from the airplane.
No, I know that.
But from a car, you get this. You get obviously attached to the ground feeling.
Are there areas out there where you get all the, where we're going, where you get sort of great areas of mud, which is all cracked, but it doesn't blow sand up because there's no sand there? I mean, those areas should be using another car for, not get anything
yeah,
blowing up.
That's like
shooting from the road, though, we might be able to do it with, using a modification of the tire mount type unit.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I've seen plates that are absolutely dead smooth that were shot from a car, and you could not tell if they were shot from a car.
Well, they use a combination of that and a really good camera car. Mm-hmm. Really good camera car with the right kind of suspension makes a big difference, which we don't have there. So we'd have to...
Well, I've shot stuff from a camera car myself that is, you know, with nothing. You just mount it on the back of a pickup truck going
yes.
along about 60 miles
but
an hour.
When you look at it, you say, gee, that's smooth because it's supposed to be a car.
Well, no, but I mean... All I'm saying is I think that the speeder can have that much stuff in it because we're just not going to be able to do it any other way. We are going to have to worry. We've got to concentrate our effort on trying to get a front shot that has sufficient speed and is low enough to the ground. That's going to be hard enough.